We wanted to have Jason in because, of course, he's a friend of Wilo and welcome anytime. And you might be hearing Jason on the Party Line program a little more, but I won't tell you any more on that. So coming up real soon, Jason, I know you've been working on a community youth project up in Flora.
Yeah.
And on the Center for Their Kids. You went up there and played a little music for
went
them
up and there and spent some time with them.
Piqued their interest, huh?
Yeah. It's a really it's just a community center up there that there's a lot of kids that need help. You know, a lot of families are hurting and for all kinds of reasons, and so these people joined together and they had a building there, and so they started gathering, bringing kids in, and then they feed them, and they pretty much have dinner there for them every night.
Wow.
They help them with their homework, and I met Elizabeth Gibson. She's one of the ladies that's running it and are helping, and she was telling me about it, and so I went up there and spent some time, about three weeks, and spent some time with them, just teaching them guitar, I had a lot of kids come in, and they were super interested in it, mm-hmm. and one kid, his name is Judah, he learned Amazing Grace. I never seen a kid work so hard at something.
Wow.
And he didn't know how to play anything, but I showed him how to pick out the tune to Amazing Grace, and he spent 3 weeks. He got
working
it.
Working on
he
that.
He got it.
Wow,
and he
that's
wanted
awesome.
To, he wanted to learn that to show his grandma.
Oh,
you know?
That's awesome.
And, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that this reason why I do what I do, you
mm-hmm.
know. I love playing, but, you know, that kind of stuff and passing it on. So anyway, I want to do more, and I can't always be up there. I try to mm-hmm. get back up there, and I can't always do it. So I'm going to try to do some concerts and do some things and raise some money for them and help them get some more guitars and get some more education in there and just different music stuff. Maybe not even just guitars, but just music.
Other
in general.
Instruments and
yeah.
teach them that. And
yeah.
Maybe
and
get some people
have
good
some
lessons
more stuff available
stuff.
For
yeah.
them because there's a lot of kids up. They were really interested in it. And this one girl up there, she picked up the guitar really well, and she has a beautiful voice, and she's already been singing at like some of the fairs and things like that up there. And
wow.
And so there's just a lot of kids in that community that that they're helping, and they have a good heart, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
always a lot to do for kids in smaller communities too.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And unfortunately, there's a real pandemic in our country, and it's drugs. It's heavy drugs, and mm-hmm. it's ruining communities.
Mm-hmm.
And until we really look at that and be honest about it, and we're probably not going to be able to fix it. And so we really need to look at it. And like they have parents, a lot of these kids, but they're not there, you
mm-hmm.
know. And so that's a big problem.
Yeah,
in a lot
drugs
of places.
So far is winning the war on drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I just, you know, I just want to be able to do
give
do
them
something
an alternative.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The kids, they were great kids, and they just really have a heart, and they wanted to learn, and they wanted to do more, and I wanted to be able to go back. So July 8th. Pat's Country Barn up there outside of Florida. It's a wedding, or it's an event barn.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
And so the tickets are $23. We're going to have desserts, and my coffee is going to be served. And,
oh, nice.
Yeah, and then I'm going to have an acoustic concert. And this is also going to help me try to do more of these. Majority of this money is going to go to them, and then it's also going to help me fund some more campfire concerts,
yeah,
just to raise more money for things like this, and I want to do Flora and other areas, and because you know my band, we can go out and tour and do all that stuff, and so then when I'm not doing that, you know, I want to do things like this, and
right,
and so that's what July 8th.
July 8th. All right. Where would we get tickets for $23?
They are. You can go to JasonWellsMusic.com.
Okay.
And the tickets are through Eventbrite. The easiest way for you to find the link is on my website,
okay,
jasonwellsmusic.com.
I'll try to link to that too from CCDN so we can get some people over there. Did they come to you or did you go to them?
I met Elizabeth Gibson up at Gem City, and they was doing art. They were doing some art things because they have art artists paintings on the wall and selling
and stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they had an artist night up there, and so I was up there, and I met her, and she was just somebody introduced us, and she was telling me about the center, and I just, it piqued my interest.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, would you let me come up there and spend some time with my guitar with them? And so I did that for about 3 weeks, and that was a while ago, And I just haven't been able to get back up there. So, and so I'm just trying to come up with other ways of things that I can still help them.
I didn't even know they had a community center.
Yeah,
up
it's
there.
A beautiful that's, community that's center. Awesome. And they are trying to do quite a bit. It's actually tied in the park, the fairgrounds, and the community center are all just kind of all built right there together.
Hmm. Okay.
And it's really nice that they.
I've been through there, but I'm not real familiar
now they said,
with it.
Now, I think. What Elizabeth corrected me. She said the community center, what they call that, is the YMCA.
Yes.
Now, what they have is a community youth project. It's another building. It's right downtown. And that's what they're. It's
that's where they do a lot of their activities.
Yeah.
Because it's downtown, easy reach for a lot of the kids.
And they have all kinds of like I said, they have a kitchen back there. They pretty much have dinner for them every night.
That's pretty awesome.
Help them with their homework and all that kind of stuff. Help them with life, really. And then and so they do all that kind of stuff. And then so the music is just another avenue for them, another thing that they could have there for them.
So what have you been up to the last 4 or 5 months or so? You've been tell us a little bit about that, because I know that, you know, COVID slowed everyone down and everything.
Yeah.
I know a lot of times you try to travel the Midwest and perform all over. Have you been able to do much of that?
That's been a little slow. We have had a few shows, and we have got to travel a little bit, but not at the pace that I have been doing. But it's growing. It's actually kind of good. It's kind of we're growing into some new things. Mm-hmm. So this last 4 months, I've been just getting a lot of preliminary things ready, and I got an endorsement from a guitar company, and so I'm getting a free guitar.
Wow.
So just a lot of things like
that's cool.
Getting a lot of things in order, and a lot more, just kind of growing into this bigger thing and doing a lot more things that, you know, legal things and all that stuff.
Right, as you grow.
Yeah.
What else would an endorsement involve? That's kind of cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so basically, it's a strobel guitar, it's a travel guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So it won't be my main guitar or nothing like that, but I just basically, I'll get a free guitar and I'll get some free stuff from the company, and then I'll have it up my shows, and I'll maybe get it out for a song, or I'll make some videos and talk
That's
about
cool.
it. And I can talk about it, and maybe when I go to some music stores or something, just show it to them.
A little promotion.
Connections that I have, you know. Just it's basically an endorsement. Is, you know, they're giving me a free guitar, and I tell people how, you know, what I think about it, and it helps them, and they help me. And
wow, you're moving up in the world there.
Well, I'm trying.
Endorsement, got your own coffee. And wow. All right, well, so again, that's July 8th, and that's going to be at the community center in Flora?
It's at Pat's Country Barn.
Oh, yeah,
it's a Pat's Community, an event barn up there.
Yeah, big venue up there.
Yeah.
All right. I've not heard of Pat's Country Barn. Not familiar with that one.
I haven't either, but Elizabeth said it's the place to be up there. It's
okay,
the nice,
very good.
And I looked at it on Facebook. It looks like a really nice place.
Very good.
So I'm really looking forward to that. Like I said, people donated some snacks and some cake. I think it's cake and other desserts, and so we're gonna have my coffee and dessert. And
nice.
And
So besides that, what are you gonna be working on the rest of the year? Just trying to schedule some dates. If they're open.
Right now I'm booking tours. I'm finally getting to that point now to where we are really focusing on honing in on dates and times, and things are actually starting to take shape now.
Getting
a couple molecules to stick together now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, man. It was so crazy there for a while.
Yeah, it was tough.